Cops make a big bust. Good morning to you. We're learning this morning drugs, assault rifles, and more than $100,000 in cash are what authorities have recovered after a high-speed chase. Police and DEA agents were trying to pull over Omar Eduardo Montano on Tuesday when he fled through Indy's southwest side and ultimately crashed. Police say he shot himself after a brief standoff. Memorial services get underway this morning for entrepreneur philanthropist Bill Mays. The community will gather with his family and friends at Eastern Star Church's Northwest Campus in the 5800 block of Cooper Road to remember the force behind both Mays Chemical Company and the Indianapolis Recorder. His calling begins at 9:30 and funeral is at 11. More is on our web. An Indianapolis dentist faces felony charges in the case of suspected Medicaid fraud. Bernice Avant is accused of billing Indiana's Medicaid programs for dental treatments she didn't perform. Investigators say she received about $262,000 through bogus claims. Two former Hendricks County deputies are accused of taking part in a synthetic drug ring. Federal investigators say a safe owned by Jason and Teresa Woods obtained through a search warrant contained more than $80,000 in cash and more than 100 grams of synthetic drugs. The couple was arrested on Thursday and are being held in the Boone County Jail. The trial for Montserrat Shirley is being moved out of Marion County. Shirley is one of the three suspects in the 2012 Richmond Hill explosion. A judge granted the venue on Thursday and scheduled a hearing for January to determine where the trial will be held. Robert Leonard is also requesting a change of venue, while Mark Leonard's request was granted back in July. A 12-year-old hit on I-465 is in serious condition. Officials say the boy has special needs and ran into traffic last night near West Washington Street. The child's caretaker had stopped along the side of the road to address an issue. A massive spending bill is heading to the Senate after passage by the House. The more than $1 trillion measure passed by a thin margin of 219 to 206 late yesterday. It funds most of the federal government through September of next year. Another high-profile accuser is coming forward to recount her experience with Bill Cosby. Supermodel Beverly Johnson told Vanity Fair the comedy legend drugged her and tried to take advantage of her back in the mid-80s. The Indiana Fever have announced their 2015 schedule. The Fever opens the slate at Chicago on June 5th, taking on the Sky. The home opener is the following night against Minnesota. And your Pacers are on the road tonight, taking on the Toronto Raptors. Indiana is 7-15 after a loss to the Clippers on Wednesday. Toronto comes into this match at 16-6 and atop the Eastern Conference. Your Colts will be in action on Sunday. They're just a few days away from this big matchup with the Texans. Indianapolis can clinch the division with a win and improve to 10-4. Houston is currently sitting at 7-6 and in second place in the AFC South. Well, tomorrow will be a nice day for a sequential wedding in Las Vegas. Tomorrow happens to be December 13th or 12-13-14. Yes, 12-13-14. It's the first sequential date since same-sex marriage became legal in Nevada. It's also the last sequential day of the 21st century. Abundant sunshine today, a high of 43. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on your station for today's R&B and old school, 106.7 WTLC, and here online at TLCNaptown.com.